John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening. Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Myself, BBD on the ones and twos today. I think it might be a tight pregame show today. Dad's back is locked up.
Ooh.
We're facing the Oakland Athletics, who they stink. Okay, that was an aggressive start. I don't feel great about that. The Oakland Athletics are not good this year. MLB standings. .com, not a real website. The Oakland Athletics are 25-49. That is the most losses in the American League. That is the worst win percentage in the American League. They are a team that is punting on this season openly. They traded away some of their best players. If anything, this is a scouting trip for some Yankee fans. Frankie Montas, who will be on the trade block this offseason. Is Laser Ramon Laureano playing? That's something I'm interested.
I see him penciled into the three hole in right field for the A's.
As I go to A's Twitter for the first time this year. Let's see. Yeah, Ramon Laureano. All right, cool. Great, grand. Ah. Wonderful. The Yankees are really good. DJ LeMahieu leads off. He's playing second base. That's of note. Aaron Judge is playing center field, hitting second. Rizzo, first, playing first, hitting third. Stanton DHing. Donaldson at third. Aaron Hicks in left. Trevino catching. Marwin Gonzalez at shortstop of note. And JoJo Gallo playing right field. Some interesting late news out of Yankees world. We thought IKF would be out of this game. We heard his finger got injured on that bunt yesterday. Gleyber Torres, he had the ankle thing. We also find out he got a wrist injection.
Yeah, cortisone shot in the wrist. That one's the surprise.
And they said he won't be swinging a bat for at least a couple days. So I don't necessarily know what that means. And the other news that we thought was happening, JP Sears is going to pitch game two of this series, with Montas tomorrow, but that's for tomorrow. So we'll get there. Jordan Montgomery is on the bump for the Yankees. He has been really good. Love us some Monty. Heck, I'll get you some stats on it. For Oakland, and this is the only, I don't want to say not let's be careful. We're facing Paul Blackburn tonight, who's been their best pitcher on the year. He has 14 starts, a 2.97 ERA. So, I don't know. The Yankees in this Oakland series are actually running into some real pitchers.
It's their three best.
And Jordan Montgomery, he has a 2.97 ERA, and he has been pretty sharp. He ends up with six innings, four in runs at Tampa. They got most of those early. It was actually his most earned runs given up on the year, which is actually, you know, a good thing for Monty. If you chop out his first start, which I have the privilege to, because it wasn't even the regular season yet. You got to go down to a 2.75 ERA. Monty's been really good. MLB expanded standings. Because we thought they might drop in J.P. Sears. I want to see if Oakland is even worse against lefties. They are 8-15 against lefties. That's similar to what they normally are. So, just worked out to mix them in. What'd you just see over there, Biebs?
So, I'm on the Yankees baseball reference page. It shows, it has like kind of a projected lineup. It's based by number of games you played. I went to go see if Judge is officially the center fielder yet, because he hadn't been. He is.
Okay.
He's like the Yankees center fielder in there. Joey Gallo remains the Yankees left fielder on that page. Do you know who's in right, if it's not Judge or Gallo?
You'd want Stanton, but if it's not Joey Gallo and you're making that face, I'd go like Marwin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Marwin Gonzalez.
Okay. I thought.
Funny business.
Context clues. I got there.
That got me.
Oh, man. I didn't see this. Gabe just tweeted out Matt Blake spiking his iPad after the Judge walk-off yesterday. Just tossed it.
That's awesome.
Don't need this. All right.
Marwin, 10 games in right field.
What to watch for today? Lefty on the bump. Hixie, Trevino, Marwin. I'll go Marwin. I'll piggyback off of Jimmy yesterday. Marwin has been pretty solid at shortstop this year. Shortstop's been a popular topic. I don't know. If you want to make things weird, Marwin, make things weird. I'm open to that. You watching anything, Beeb?
I'm trying to figure out what I'm watching.
Yeah.
I guess kind of Gallo, all of it. Feels like, I mean, there's some kind of mean stuff where it's like, well, if he's good this series, are we just more mad? Because the A's are the A's.
Right, does that do anything? I don't think it does.
Yeah, play good right field. But like, but also, if you're still bad, that's bad.
Right, that's even worse, arguably.
In my head, that is worse. So, like, I don't know what I'm watching for. Like, I'm watching.
I also might be watching, I mean, this is kind of obvious, but Giancarlo Stanton looks like three games with a homer last series.
Could be ready to pop.
All three of his hits were home runs, funny enough.
Pretty cool. I have another thing I'm watching, but we're going to get there in the next segment.
Okay.
I think.
Let's do the pitching path to victory.
Yep.
Jordan Montgomery, again. 6 has been a nice number for the Yankees this year. It's cool that we can almost come close to anticipating that. Michael King will be out today. He pitched back-to-back days. Clay Holmes should be available. Miguel Castro and Wandy Peralta, I would assume, would be out.
Castro, certainly. Two full innings.
29 pitches. Wandy threw 24 yesterday. So you can't fully rule it out. But and with it being the Oakland A's, I think I also might fully rule it out. Where a pitching path to victory, I think if it's tight, Clay Holmes should still get that save.
With you. So here's kind of the other thing I'm watching.
Yeah.
Because the Yankees said J.P. Sears will pitch tomorrow. They will have to open a roster spot. I would assume one of Benuelos or Abreu is getting used and burned. They got to make room. I don't know what the other options are unless someone else takes an IL stint. And even then, 13-pitcher rule. I don't think they could just do short bench, like if Glaber needs an IL.
Right.
Separately, it sounds like Chapman's going to be there the day after. So just, that'll be an easy send down.
Okay,
Sears for that.
starting to get a little more nervous about this series because Blackburn has been good this year. Montas is good, and I think the Yankees' foot may not be on the gas because I think you're right. And I would lean Banuelos. He hasn't pitched in a while.
Yeah.
The Yankees like Albert Abreu more than him in the grand scheme of things.
They'd rather, if they got both, I believe, would have to be DFA'd. So,
yeah.
I think they'd rather lose Banuelos forever, potentially.
Damn. Okay. Might be a weird night. Are they in the Bronx? They are.
Home game.
Okay. Well, hey, try to put up some crooked numbers because, yeah, I think the Yankees ideally.
Offense is important.
Monty to Banuelos. And then if you need to finish with a Litgear Abreu, could you see some high leverage Ron Marinaccio tonight? You could.
Playing himself into that being a choice.
You could. 27-year-old Ron Marinaccio. Okay. An interesting pitching path to victory today, people. Wow. Let's see. I see people seeing rain. I'm going to look at the weather quick. I'm not happy about it.
I think it's supposed to be over. Forecast could have shifted since this morning.
No, it looks like we're going to be clear tonight.
Yeah.
So.
I think I saw someone in the chat say like 6:15. People are saying it'll be done raining.
Donaldson versus sinker pitcher. Uncomfortable face.
Hmm.
2, 3, 4, homer draft, it's the homer draft. Homer draft is brought to you by SeatGeek. They're the official sponsor of the pregame show. Sometimes even talking Yanks. They're the geeks with seats. That means they are super knowledgeable. They know what they're doing. I used it the other day. I got a ticket. I can't say other day anymore. It was when the Cubs were in town that Sunday. Met up with Coach Ballgame. Super easy to use. The app shows you green. That means go, just like the lights. That'll be the good deals. Red, you might want to shy away. Might want to look elsewhere. They're just being honest with you.
If you want to have a story to tell,
okay.
Red, this awful deal I got.
Got a bad deal.
They told you that's a bad one.
That would be your prerogative. That's none of my business. I'm about the green deals that I get with SeatGeek. App is super easy to use. Go download it. Use code PREGAME and you'll get $20 off your first purchase with them. Thank you. SeatGeek, Homer Draft. PBD, what do we got for some Homer Draft?
I believe you've got the first pick.
That's awesome.
Three games set with Oakland.
I'm going to go Aaron Judge. That's only fair. Because he's the best player in baseball.
Rules are rules. Rules are rules.
That's on me.
I, with my first pick, will take Giancarlo Stanton.
It's also good.
A little bit the kind of the foil every time. 2 hits off Blackburn in his career. No Yankees have homered off him before. Nobody's faced him more than 3 times. So Stanton's my first pick. Board pretty open eye. I'll take Rizzo.
Okay.
Don't get cute with it. Take Rizzo.
Those are good picks. I will go. How about DJ? He hits one yesterday. Maybe he's feeling good. When's the last time we got a leadoff DJ homer? How nice would that be? That used to be like a thing.
He like had juice ball years, all that, whatever, but he broke that move out. I don't think he has one this year.
Felt like a, probably not once a month, but kind of.
Maybe like it averaged out to that.
How about DJ feeling good off yesterday? He gets one. Maybe opposite field. Bleacher creatures, you got one coming your way. I am Judge and Rizzo. Or excuse me. Excuse me. I'm Judge and LeMahieu. BBD is Rizzo and San. And that was the Homer Draft. BBD, the over-under for this game. This is interesting. Blackburn has been good. A's kind of stink. Monty has been good. Maybe not a bullpen. I'll go 8.
8.5. 8.5.
I'll go under. I'm kind of getting weird vibes. Oakland in town. Blackburn kind of good. Monty good.
A little bit of punt.
The lineup isn't where it is. The only thing that's scary is if it is a Banuelos at the end or something like that. Could be a little nervous, but I'll go with the under.
I'm also on the under. I've been on unders for Monty.
Because
I guess we've broken out of the no run support thing.
Yeah,
but it's like still in my head. And Monty's good.
Hasn't fully been around for a little bit.
I know the Yankees' bats may have fully woken up after they broke the 16 literally hitless innings streak, but I don't know. A's, haven't seen them. Bats aren't all clicking, besides the Stanton and Rizzo homers later.
Oh. I've got weird vibes for tonight. Don't love it. Hey. Yankees team, prove me wrong. Prove me that we're nasty, gross, dominant Yankees. Let's put up some crooked numbers early. Get some subs in. Call up Peraza. Let's see. Over, under. On the draft. Premonitions?
I don't know if I'm premonitioning this or trying to manifest it. Donaldson makes a nice play at third.
Okay. I like that. Revenge series for him.
Little revenge. Holds grudges, I think. And yeah, he's in kind of a weird state with the fan base a little bit. The metrics like his third base play this year, and he's passed my eye test. And he needs to. He's not hitting like Josh Donaldson. I think he breaks that out tonight. Might be more of a manifest than what I'm seeing.
I like it. I'm kind of going to go the opposite way. I think the A's have like a brutal error.
Huh.
Like, I don't know if it's like bases loaded, two outs or something like that. But maybe like it's kind, I don't want to say it's a sleepwalk game, but maybe it's like 1-0 Yankees into the fourth. And then there's just a brutal Oakland error that takes the top off, and it's 5-0 Yankees.
Can't give the Yankees a freebie. Yeah. Yankees have been a big TAO team.
Take advantage of. So, sorry Oakland A's fans, tune into the pregame show. Really tough break. For those that are tuning in, huge day tomorrow. Going to the Yes Studio. We will be doing the alternate stream. Please tune in. Also, yesterday's episode was electric, and we'll be doing one tomorrow. So,
yeah.
With that, thank you, guys. Go Yankees. Tell them, Grandma.